Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman for the card at Churchill or at Kentucky Downs on Saturday, September the 6th. Lucrative card, as they all are. Jim and man, this late pick four was a challenge. I went with a bigger ticket than I typically do. I think you were telling me you did as well. So let's jump right into this with three graded stakes races and then one for two-year-old maidens to wrap it up. It's the Grade Two Music City to start. Three-year-old fillies, they go 6.5. Of course, everything's on the turf. And I think they were supposed to get a little rain down there, as we did here in central Kentucky. So that might help soften up the turf just a little bit. How'd you see the Music City?
It probably needs softening up. They hadn't had any rain for a while, so it won't be bad, I'm sure. Music City is wide open. It was the one that I thought about singling because I really like She's So Spicy, but I didn't because that trip to Ascot sometimes just takes a lot out of the horses. Now, D'Angelo has given her some time off. That was in June, so that's a good thing. But prior to going to Ascot, she had a three-race win streak at Gulfstream, Keeneland, and Churchill Downs, all at 5.5. This is 6.5, and it plays more like 7. So that's the other thing. I'm not so sure that the 6.5 furlongs is going to be right up her alley like 5.5 is. But she's very classy and deserves to be the favorite. But I took quite a few others here. If she doesn't win it, I think a lot of them can win. I like Pondering for Brendan Wallace. This filly ran really well at Kentucky Downs in the P-Patch and the preview day with a second and a first, and is going in the right direction with 89 Buyer. Only going to get better. Tabiti for Ralph Beckett brings the horse over from England with a 105 and a 103 time form. And Vittori rides 5-1 on morning line. Got to give her a shot. Classic Q for Mark Cassie and Flavian Pratt coming out of the Grade 3 Lake George, where she just lost by a neck to Daisy Flyer. And before that, she had won a stakes race at Saratoga, shortening up from a mile and 16th to 6.5. And she may be, you know, it makes her more fit. So that might bode well down the stretch of Kentucky Downs. And then Kilwin, the 9 horse, I'm going to throw in as well for Rusty Arnold, coming out of the test. And they're, you know, she didn't run that well on the dirt. She won a couple races back in July and September of last year, one of them at Kentucky Downs, and but only a 73 buyer. Then they took her to the dirt, and she wound up winning two stakes races, at one at Churchill and then the Grade One test at Saratoga. But now they take her back to the turf, and She's So Spicy has beaten her a couple times, but she's obviously much better now than she was. So I got to throw her in there as well, at 96 buyer at the test. If she just transfers that form over to the turf, she's going to be very hard to handle. So I'm going to go 5 deep in here, not singling anybody, and then I think it's a wide-open race if you don't do that.
Yeah, I ended up leaving She's So Spicy off my pick 4 ticket. I've got her on my top 4 in the race, but the only reason is because of the stretch out, because, as you say, that, of course, you can probably add about a half a furlong to whatever the announced distance is, especially in sprints. I think it plays longer, and she's obviously very classy, but I tried to go against her and I went to Tabiti. I like the way this horse has improved in two starts this year. It's Judmont, and Dottori's been riding very well down at Kentucky Downs. This horse won a Group 3 on July 30th. Kilwin, I'm using, I have the same question about those softer turf numbers that you do, but she did win over this course. And is she better because she improved on the dirt, or did she just improve overall? I know the trainer, Rusty Arnold, they've been very high on this filly for a long time. So, I mean, I definitely have her on the ticket, but she is a little bit of a question mark. Is she going to be as good as she's been on the dirt? A classic cue I'm using just because of how well she's been running all the way back to Derby weekend. She had a nice win at Churchill, just missed in that Grade 3 at Saratoga last time. I like the cutback from a longer distance to this 6.5 for Classic Q. So I'm going to play Tabiti to win it and use Kilwin and Classic Q when we get to the pick 4 and hope I don't get burned by She's So Spicy. The Grade 1 Franklin Simpson is leg 2. It's also at 6.5 furlongs for the boys, 3-year-olds. I did not have a strong opinion here. I ended up landing on Dream On for Mark Cassie. Horse won the Grade 3 Penn Mile 2 starts back. Again, it's another cutback, and I like that on this demanding course. And this one held his own against Grade 1 company twice last year up at Woodbine and then in the Breeders' Cup race. So I took him on top using Spiced Up off a win in the Grade 3 last time for Mott, and it's a 93 buyer for this horse. Only four starts, so facing some rivals that are a little more battle-tested, so I thought that might make him vulnerable. The 7, Governor Sam, I've got stretch-out questions on him, but those 89 and 92 buyers look awfully strong in the last two. I'm going to use him on the ticket, but not with a whole lot of confidence because of the distance. Mi Bago, the other Cassie horse, and another one cutting back from longer distance. I'm going to use that one. Warheart's another one that I looked at, just second off the layoff and 1-for-1 at Kentucky Downs, but I ended up leaving him off the pick 4 ticket, but he's worth a look too. How'd you see the Franklin Simpson?
Well, you can't use them all, can you?
As much as you would like.
unless you have a couple of singles. I went a little more narrow here. I thought the race kind of narrowed down a little bit. I like Spiced Up quite a bit in here, and I like him because Bill Mott is just doing as good a training job as he's ever done in his life. And this one, they try him on dirt last year as a 2-year-old. He didn't do very well at all, and they ship him to Aqueduct, and he breaks his maiden with an 86 buyer. They come bring him back in a Grade 3, the Mahoney at Saratoga. And he wins by length and a quarter, beats Governor Sam. And Governor Sam is a classy colt with 5 lifetime wins and 10 starts. So I think Spiced Up, because he's only had 4 lifetime starts, has a right to move forward. And he won at 6 furlongs at Aqueduct and was pulling away at the end. So I think he's going to have enough to get 6.5. And I just think he's a lightly raced horse in the hands of a great trainer. And so I'm going to use Spiced Up here on top. I'm going to use Governor Sam just because he's got the back class, and he's finished 2nd to Spiced Up last time out. And the only other one I'm using is Ellis in Litigation. Litigation is on the also eligible list here, and I would also have to use that horse. And Litigation was a 3-5 shot that day after a really impressive win at Ellis. So both those horses loved Ellis. If they transfer that form to Kentucky Downs, they're going to be tough, and Gaffney on rides with Greg Foley. Big move up from Edgar Morales to Tyler Gaffleyone. So going to use Troubleshooting as my 3rd horse in here.
Leg 3 of this late pick 4 at Kentucky Downs on Saturday is the Grade 2 Kentucky Turf Cup, going 1.5 miles for 3-year-olds at up. I really struggled to come up with a strong opinion here. Interested to see who you landed on first, Jim.
Well, I landed on Fort Washington. Shug McGahee got this horse ready for the Arlington Million at 1.25 miles. The horse has not been 1.5 miles, but he really relished the 1.25 mile stretch out after that Wise Dan effort at Churchill Downs. He seems to do better at 1.8 miles and then much better at 1.25 miles. He won the Arlington Million, a Grade 1 on Colonial's turf course. I think that transfers well to Kentucky Downs. Stretching him out to 1.5 miles is a question mark, but Shug McGahee is a great trainer as well, and this horse is in great form. All the buyers except for 1 in the last 6 have been 96 or above. And that's what it's going to take to win this race, I think. But he's fully capable of backing that one up. Grand Sonata was my 2nd choice for Todd Pletcher. Ran right behind Fort Washington in the Arlington Million and was closing at the end. Just got beat 1/2 length. And he has run the distance, only 1 win in 5 efforts, but Pletcher's got this one, the back-to-back 99 buyers. And then Mercante has only raced 1 time in the preview at Ellis Park. Probably needed that race after a 3-month layoff after the Arlington race at Churchill, where he won a Grade 3 and he finished 2nd in the Turf Classic, only lost by 3/4 length to Spirit of St. Louis. And I think Spirit of St. Louis would be 8-5 in here. So Mercante has a big shot as well. I narrowed it down to those 3. I'm just going to take a swing here and hope I get through here, but I could make a case for a lot more horses in here.
I ended up taking Mercante. I thought he might get overlooked off that loss at Ellis. I think that was just a prep. Horse has good speed, 3 wins this year, just missed there to Spirit of St. Louis, and I think you make a good point about, what that horse would be if he was in here. Grand Sonata was my 2nd choice. I just think he's in top form. A little leery of the having more second place finishes than wins, but it looks to be in good form, and he's run well here too, which is a plus. Fort Washington off that Arlington Million win have to use. Corruption, it's won 5 races this year. So I'm going to put him on the ticket. And one more, this is just kind of a wild stab, the 8, Old Crazy Bone. Oh, mainly on the angle. Well, you get Pratt, first of all. And then it's the second start for the Maker barn off a claim. And just seen too many times with Mike Maker identifying horses that can improve going long on the turf. And so now he's had one start under the belt for this horse. And if he improves and jumps up and wins this, I want to have him on my ticket. So I'm going to go 5 deep on my pick 4. But Mercanti's the win pick. 12th race is maiden 2-year-olds going a mile. I ended up taking Spun Legacy on top. Big improvement in the first time on turf in his second start. It's Joe Sharp, whose horses generally fire down at Kentucky Downs, and a Red Ortiz is lined up to ride. The 2 Orbit also improved in the second outing and the first time on turf. So on that same angle, I'll put him on the ticket. And then Exonerate didn't show much in the 2 dirt starts. But it's Brad Cox, and this horse is bred to relish going long on the turf, being by Justify. So just on that pedigree, I'm going to put him on the ticket as well and go 3 deep on my pick 4. How are you handicapping these 2-year-olds in the last leg?
I like 2 out of your 3 horses, Orbit and Spun Legacy. I could flip a coin between them. Maybe taking Orbit simply because he comes out of a tougher race. He's in a maiden special weight at Saratoga versus a maiden special weight at Ellis. So I think Cassie's horse, Orbit, should be the favorite here. And he was actually entered as also eligible as we're recording this on Thursday. Did not get in, so he will be running in this race. Spun Legacy, got to use him. And the 3rd horse I used in here, taking a swing here with Rusty Arnold, first-time starter, Hot Ice. And this horse has got a long list of works to get ready for this. I think Rusty gets his horses ready for Kentucky Downs. And I just think the Calumet homebred, maybe out of Keen Ice, maybe transfers the form to the turf. I don't know. Hot Ice is just a kind of a gut feeling for me. And I like the fact that Luis Saez rides. So I'm taking the 2 favorites and then a swing with Hot Ice.
All right, pick 4 tickets. I ended up with a $90 ticket. I just could not pare it down to get it cheaper. So maybe somebody will scratch and it'll bring the amount down a little bit. I like to keep the ticket a little less than that, but it's a big day and all these big fields. Good time to take a shot if you can find somebody to have a little confidence in. I went 3-5-9 to start, then 4-7-8-9, then 5-6-8-10-11, and then 2-3-11. How about you?
I spent exactly the same amount, just a little bit different formulation. I went 5 deep in the first leg, 3-5-7-9-10, with 2-7-8, with 5-6-11, with 2-3-6, $90.
Great card down there at Kentucky Downs. Churchill will be starting up soon. Kentucky Downs finishes next Wednesday, so they're going to have one more card on Sunday, and then Wednesday will be the end of their meet. So got 3 more chances as we come into this Saturday card to try to hit something big down there with those big fields at Kentucky Downs. Good luck if you're playing there. It's closing weekend at Del Mar, so could be some good opportunities out there. Best of luck. We'll talk to you next week on the End the Money podcast for Keelan's.